For the past 3 years, a British woman has been trying to travel around the globe using only her own strength. Sarah Uten has biked through China and rode the Pacific Ocean. Now she's in the Aleutian Islands, tackling some of the world's wildest seas in a kayak and learning plenty along the way. KUCB's Lauren Rosenthal has more.
When she first left London in 2011, Sarah Uten couldn't have known that her journey around the world would lead to this.
If you don't want to eat, you come around and you just snag them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you go between them and jerk them.
Uten's standing on Korovin Beach in Atka, a village of about 70 people in the Aleutian Islands. That man giving her fishing lessons is Danny Snigaroff. For the past few days, he's been teaching Uten and her kayaking partner all about the traditional foods that line Aleutian beaches.
Well, yeah, I was going to ask you, you have a triple hook? No, eh?
A triple hook?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Whoa, no!
You don't have one of these, I'll give you one.
Thanks, Danny. That's really kind.
That could come in handy over the next few months, as these women attempt to kayak through the entire Aleutian chain, from Adak to Homer. They know it's been done before, at least in part. Traditionally, the Unangan people traveled through the Aleutians in kayaks. Uten says there have been more recent trips.
But we've not heard of anyone in modern times doing the whole length like that.
There are plenty of reasons why that could be. Uten's kayaking partner, Justine Krigenvin, has no trouble listing them off.
There's rocky landings, there's not very many beaches, there's no people, so if something goes wrong, you know, our longest stretch without people is 250 miles, that would take us 20 days, even if everything went well, even if we're not sat around waiting for weather, which we're likely to be. So, you know, there's just so many potential things that could go wrong, I suppose.
Sarah Uten, the explorer at the center of all this, knows what challenges lie ahead, but she prefers to take things
bit by bit, in piecemeal, because it is overwhelming to think of the whole thing in its entirety. I mean, it's complex logistically, financially, physically.
Uten is only 28. It wasn't that long ago that she was back in England, studying at Oxford, rowing on the crew team, and dreaming of adventures.
I had no experience whatsoever of rowing across oceans. I certainly had no money. I was just a student at the time. And during that kind of early phase, just a few months into those ideas, whilst still being a student, my father died very suddenly.
That inspired Uten to row across the Indian Ocean alone, a record-breaking trip that set the stage for this journey around the world. It was never supposed to lead to Alaska. This time last year, Uten was trying to row across the Pacific Ocean to Canada.
The weather had been crazy, as you guys who live up here know that it can be really crazy and unpredictable and fickle.
That meant changing course. When Uten arrived at Adak in the Western Aleutians, it had been 4 months since she last saw another human being. Uten was sick and tired. In Atka, a week into her kayaking run, Uten still isn't 100%.
My face looks rather red at the moment. It's all allergies, so I'm coming back into contact with people and dust and animals.
But it's worth it. Uten says new friends and new experiences are what this journey around the world is all about. That's clear as the adventurers get ready to leave the village. They're packing their kayaks on the beach when the buzz of engines fills the air. It's more than a dozen residents riding down on four-wheelers to say goodbye.
So glad that you made it to Africa.
Yeah, so are we. Yeah, that was great. We had a really lovely time.
Mike, I realized I didn't say cheerio. Bye, Nancy.
Mike Swetsoff is an elder, and he says he has to hand it to these kayakers.
You got some balls to do something like this. Be adventurous, I guess. I don't know. That's not my thing.
Taking on the entire Aleutian chain is scary, he says. But Swetsoff and a lot of other elders in Atka think it can be done. With enough respect for the weather and the sea and an open mind, anything's possible. Reporting in Atka, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.